You are dialed into the Success Line podcast, the place where you get a chance to phone a friend, call in a lifeline, and ask a favor of someone who's been there and done that. This is real people getting one-on-one coaching with Success Entrepreneurship Editor and New York Times bestselling author, Rory Vaden. Here's Rory.
Hey there, it's Rory Vaden, co-founder of Brand Builders Group and your host of The Success Line. What you're about to hear is a real-life conversation with somebody that I am just meeting about the actual struggles they are facing each and every day in their life and their business. You and I are going to meet them at the same time. We're going to have an honest talk and then stick around at the very end, and I'll do a debrief and a recap highlighting some of the biggest takeaways that you can apply to your own life. Let's get started. Welcome to The Success Line. I'm excited to introduce you to my friend, Zandrine, who I have actually known a little bit. She's a client of ours at Brand Builders and has been for a while. So we have a little bit of background, but we had a spot that was open and we just thought her question was perfect and that you should meet her. And what she's dealing with is super relevant for so many people, so many of you. So Zandrine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rory. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm so glad that this opened up for me. Wow.
Yeah, I love it. So tell us a little bit about what is your business? Who do you serve? What's your business model? And then, you know, what's your question for the Success Line?
Okay. So my primary business model is one-on-one coaching.
And love it.
I've worn many hats in my progression of being a coach, but right now I am a manifestation coach, and simply put, I help women create more of what they want. Mm. Right? I help them get rid of the limiting beliefs, the lack of worthiness, self-doubt, insecurity, and bring them to a space of confidence that what they want is possible. So there's a lot of different things that I bring into my work, and there is a lot that I have also gone through in my own personal journey. I started my online business as a yoga teacher. I was doing that for over 10 years,
right.
And that's what I marketed myself as, and that's what I'm actually still pretty much known for. I started my Instagram account, you know, posting my practice and sharing all that. So there was a bit of a transition in, you know, being a coach and creating more content around that. And so my question is...
I would just say, like, right away, you know, it's so funny talking to you now versus, you know, in the past, like, you actually have a very clear, what we would call a brand positioning statement the idea that confidence is really what you provide, and you know, we're very much inside of the space of self-love, and I think, you know, you mentioned a little bit just even in that short introduction that what you help women get rid of is their lack of worthiness and self-doubt. That is hugely clarifying, even from I think where you began, is to go, the more clearly you can articulate the problem, mm-hmm. the more likely people are to pay you for the solution.
Absolutely.
And so that's what a lot of people struggle with, is they know what they do, but they don't know what problem they solve. Mm. And so, you know, low self-worth and self-doubt mm-hmm. are very, very clear problems that even as I heard you talk them out, I was able to understand, oh, because if I know what problem you solve, then I know who I can refer you to, and my ears listen to it. But if I, you know, like, manifestation coach is interesting. I don't not like that. I don't have anything against that. Mm-hmm. But unless somebody tells me I'm looking for someone to help me be better at manifesting, I wouldn't know to refer you. But if I know that the problem you solve is anyone struggling with self-doubt or insecurity, that's a much more universal thing to refer people for, right? And so that is like always selling the problem and promoting the problem as much as you promote the solution. And most people do the opposite. They only promote the solution. They don't do a good enough job of promoting the problem. So even just hearing your language here of how you've been working on it, I just wanted to give you that encouragement and also kind of, you know, shine a light on that self-doubt and insecurity. To me, is I hear that very clearly. So what's your question?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a product of a lot of the work that we've been doing, so I appreciate that. So my question is that I have a lot to pull from in terms of my knowledge, my expertise, my experience. You know, I mentioned that I have over a decade of experience as a yoga teacher.
That was really like the start.
That is the start. And that's also a big foundation of my work. Because I pull in a lot of, you know, like I pull from into breathing and meditation, holistic wellness. And through my own personal journey of a very challenging labor, I started to do work around sacred sexuality and connecting to my womb. And that's a lot of work around self-love. And so there's so much richness in my work that I want to share and I want to market myself as. And when I think and hear the term manifestation coach, I think that, wow, there's so much more to me than that. And that's why I also feel like sometimes these titles can be limiting. And I feel like there are also other multi-passionate entrepreneurs like me who have so much to bring to the table. And I think that that can be what is challenging in terms of branding, in terms of brand positioning and marketing.
So let me talk about that for a second, okay? Because defining yourself by any constraint is inherently limiting.
Very true.
Right? Like to say I'm a one-on-one coach or to say I do yoga, to say I do any of these things is limiting. Here's the problem that entrepreneurs struggle with. We resist limits. It's part of what makes you a great entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
We resist limits.
Yep.
The reason when you have a conversation about branding and marketing, and effectively what I would say a lot of our expertise is at Brand Builders Group is positioning. The reason for the limits has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with your customer. Even though you resist limits, which I would tell you to do, right? That's like part of what you do in your work is help people break through limiting beliefs. The problem is that people, the general population, is so bombarded with messages and competitors and media and communicators and personal brands. And they're so fried. Their attention span is so fried. They need to be able to quickly put you in a box to go, she can help me with that. Because when I have that problem, I need a person who can solve that problem. When I have a problem, I need the tool to fix that problem, or I need the person to fix that problem. And if you are everything, which you are, you're a multi-dimensional, multi-passionate person. We all are. But that's the difference between who you are in your identity and who you are in your marketing positioning. Your marketing positioning has to put you in a box, because otherwise I don't know what the hell I can hire you for.
Right.
And so this is a natural struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs. One, because, you know, we typically are multi-passionate, and we also, a lot of entrepreneurs are ADD. Let's face it. Like, we like to learn about all new stuff all the time.
Yes.
But your customer needs to understand what can you do for them?
Uh-huh. Right.
It's and I think that's where I think a lot of entrepreneurs get this wrong, is they think of it as like bottling up their spirit in a logo or in a website.
It's
more practical than that. It's more of like, I need to just be a listing in a phone book that people could look up when they have this problem and my name is there and they go, great, I will pay him. I will call him and pay him money. So anyways, that's just a little background on the mindset here,
mm-hmm.
of like, part of it is you're resisting the limit because that's what you do, because you're not someone who is defined by limits. That's what, you know, makes you a great entrepreneur. But what makes you a great entrepreneur sometimes makes you a not as good marketer. Now, I'm not citing to you specifically, Zandrine, but in general,
sure.
Because marketing is about communicating clearly. Clear is greater than clever.
Mm.
Clear is greater than clever. And so we need to figure out how to put you in a box. And by the way, so here's a little bit of a balance. I love the way one of my friends is Sally Hogshead. Have you ever heard of Sally Hogshead?
No, I haven't.
She's fabulous. But she has written, you know, a couple New York Times bestselling books, and she talks all about fascination. And she's someone that I've learned a lot from on this. And the way that Sally described it to me was, she said she was coaching me on being a speaker, right? Because I've struggled with this my whole career of like, well, I can speak on this and that and this. And she said, what you got to do is you got to be able to put yourself inside of a box so that people can immediately go, oh, you're this. But then you want to immediately differentiate yourself from everyone else who's inside of that box, right? So that's a part of what the art is here. But anyways, coming back to the practicality of your question. So that's a little bit of the mindset, is I would just say, give yourself permission to put a box around what you do as a professional, not for the purpose of limiting or restricting your art, but for the purpose of making it easier for people to find you and choose you. And then once they choose you, you can open them up to all these other things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Which is what I do, right? When they're in my containers, then I can share all these things and they're so open to it. However, yeah, there are a number of specific themes that I want to share more of, which is why I'm starting to think, well, does that still fall under the umbrella of me as a manifestation coach?
Are you not loving the concept of manifestation coach?
No, I love it.
Okay.
So this was created basically from
which, just
program.
So you know, that's an important part for us. Okay. Mm-hmm. We talk about finding your uniqueness to us. The way you light up or don't light up when we talk about this is a huge part of the test.
For sure.
You know, the I call it the Goosey's test, because you may have heard me talk about this. I love the show, AJ and I love the show World of Dance, and J-Lo, sometimes she says, ooh, I got Goosey's. Mm-hmm. So when we're trying to find somebody's positioning, we're looking for the Goosey's, like I feel goosebumps. So if manifestation coach speaks powerfully to you,
mm-hmm.
that's a very important part of the calculation, is to go, if that lights you up, that's important. So that's good. All right. So then where are you struggling? Like what's the actual, if you're okay calling yourself a manifestation coach, then what are you struggling with?
I'm struggling with wanting to still create more content, more programs, more offerings around this whole, what I was told is the journey around self-love and sacred sexuality, because that has been my path to really own my power and step into my confidence. And this is a big piece to, in order for them to manifest what they want. But when I was in this program, they were like, oh, you're a self-love coach. Nobody's up at night thinking, I just need to love myself more. Let me look for a self-love coach. They're like, what do they end up doing as a result of loving themselves more? And I said, well, they step into their confidence and they create more of what they want. They're like, you sell that.
Yeah. Right? Well, you always want to sell the destination,
sure,
not the journey. Right. So it's a little bit, I mean, it's interesting because to me, self-love is that one's kind of like that's a little bit of a blend of both a destination, like you end up being at a place that you feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. but I hear you describing self-love as more of the vehicle, right? It's the journey, is as you learn self-love, what results from that is confidence and, you know, happiness and wellness and whatever the person's trying to manifest, so that self-love is the vehicle and the destination is confidence. Like that is what we would call the payoff. So, now the, so I don't see anything wrong with that. Now, like if you said, okay, self-love is your uniqueness, this is, you don't,
which by the way, it is.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you don't, that's internal, right? You don't market the vehicle, you market the destination.
Right. Which is what I've been doing, which is why I switched to manifestation coach as opposed to being a self-love coach back in the day. But let's say if I want to create still a program around sacred sexuality and self-love, my question, how does that fit within this manifestation umbrella?
Okay, great. So, well, it's so simple. Like you mentioned these things that you've done, which makes sense, right? Because this is another thing we say all the time, you're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were.
Exactly. Right? This is okay. My journey.
So you have gone through yoga and holistic wellness and martial arts and manifestation. And now you've got this kind of like new sacred sexuality component, you're calling mm-hmm. it. To me, those are all mechanisms of self-love that lead to confidence. So self-love is kind of like the big container. Those are the how-tos, right? So like one of the ways to, I mean, that is possible. Wellness, the one thing I'm wrestling with a little bit is it almost feels like wellness is like your could be also your container a little bit, because when you go, what are all the different ways to achieve wellness? And it's like, oh, well, there's the mindset stuff, which is manifestation and meditation. There's the physical stuff, which is yoga. But if you stick with self-love, I mean, holistic wellness, what would you call that? Is that like diet? Is that like, you know, is that like essential oils and
it's
diet?
It's basically lifestyle coaching.
Yeah. So it's like lifestyle coaching. So, you know, getting rid of toxic substances, whether you're eating them or they're cleaners in your house or whatever. So to me, that is, now it's interesting again, right? Because that feels to me not as much a tool of self-love as it does of like wellness. Like to me, well, it's possible that wellness could just be the destination. Like it's confidence and it's wellness. And you know, your diet, your environment, your mindset, your physicality, your sex life, your self-talk, or what you know, your what you think about, however you'd want to say that manifestation. To me, those are all sort of like weapons. Those are all different tools that you would use to achieve wellness. Right. So that's how you know, is you go, is this a tool to achieve something, or is this the result? Is this the result of what shows up after you do all of these things?
Right.
Right? Like,
in other words, is it the vehicle or the destination?
That's right. Like wellness isn't really a vehicle. Like, how do I do wellness? Wellness is more of a destination. Diet, exercise, sex, mindset. Those are vehicles. Those are things that I can do that lead me to wellness. Now that could be your, so your payoffs could be more like confidence and wellness. Your vehicles could be like, you know, yoga, martial arts, sexuality, manifestation, meditation, diet, environment, however you would say holistic. And those are all, so it's kind of like, if, you know, the way that we often think is if you were going to write a book, the mm-hmm. book is about how to achieve wellness and confidence. The chapters are how to get there, right? So the destination, the payoffs, those are what the book is about, you know, or what the course is about, or in your case, what the coaching program or coaching curriculum is all about, the chapters are the weapons of how to do that. They're not what it's about. They're how to get there. So it's like, I got to do physical stuff. I got to do mindset stuff. I got to do spiritual stuff. Like, and these are all the different, they're literally vehicles. They're mechanisms. Yoga is a vehicle. Martial arts is a vehicle. Meditation is a vehicle. Manifestation or mindset is a vehicle. Changing your environment. Those are all tactical things that I can do that lead me to something of which it kind of feels to me like wellness is the destination here. Mm-hmm. And those are the vehicles. Now, what I still think you're, yeah. So anyways, that, how do you feel about that? That's what is showing up for me.
Well, that's how people see me. You know, I talked about not only yoga and my page and my online platforms, but very much geared towards wellness. So that's pretty much like how I unintentionally have branded myself. You know, they think about a healthy lifestyle. Oh, let's go ask Sandrine about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why, yeah.
That's an unignorable through line to everything that you do. I mean, like if I didn't even know you, but if somebody just showed me a list on a page that said yoga, martial arts, diet, environment, sexuality, meditation, manifestation, and they said, what is in common of all of these things? I would look at that list and I would go, these are all vehicles to achieve wellness or happiness or peace or right. Those are, and so I think those are, that is how you know what your payoffs are. What are all the things that show up if you do all of these things? So it's confidence, it's wellness, it's peace, it's prosperity, right? Those are the things you sell. You teach the vehicles, but you sell the destination. You market and sell the destination. And you market and sell the problem, right? So where people get mixed up is like, how do I sell yoga and martial arts and sexuality and meditation? That feels hard to tell that story. It's like, it is hard to tell that story. You don't want to tell that story. Yeah. What you sell two things: insecurity, self-doubt, right? You sell the problem and you sell the payoff or the destination, which is confidence and wellness and prosperity and abundance, like whatever words you'd want to use for that. But if I had to pick two, I would say that you probably sell self-doubt and wellness, but you don't have to sell yoga and martial arts and well, you don't have to sell all those things. Those are the things you teach in the program, but like, people buy the finished product. They don't buy the tool, right? Like,
sure.
I crashed AJ's car. We had a snowstorm and I crashed AJ's car a few weeks ago. It was really scary.
No.
I told this whole story about it on Instagram. I was sliding backwards down the hill. It was scary. I had to crash on purpose, right? But like, I just need someone to fix the car. I don't need to know what tool they use and where do they order the paint from. And like, you know, I just need to be like, where do I take it and like fix it for me? I think you're getting lost, as happens a lot, is we're marketing the methodology instead of marketing the destination and the problem. It's like the beginning and the end. That's really what you market.
Okay. So then after having this conversation, you don't feel like the manifestation box fits everything, all the vehicles that I've mentioned, and instead it would be wellness? Like, what box would you put me in for people to understand the body of my work and the depth that I can bring them?
I mean, it's interesting, but if you love being a manifestation coach, I think you could call yourself that, but I would say
I'm not married to it. This is just, like I said, like a tool
here's the
for
thing.
People to understand what I do.
If manifestation is what you do, like to me, the vehicles would all be related as subsets of manifestation. which would be mostly like mental stuff. Like, to at least the way I see it is, it doesn't allow as much for the physical. Like, a lot of the stuff you're doing here is physical.
It's very physical. People know me as the physical.
Yeah, like breathing I could kind of buy into as part of like manifestation, but mm-hmm. like, you know, sexuality, I mean, yoga, I mean, so I actually think it's more of like, you're a wellness coach and, you know, but you could call yourself whatever. It doesn't matter so much what you call yourself. What matters is that you articulate clearly what problem you solve for people.
Okay. So what I'm getting is the focus in the marketing needs to be on the problem that I'm solving and the payoff, basically Bingo. What I'm able to provide for them as a result of us working together.
That's right. And I think the reason why I say like self-doubt feels more than insecurity. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, they're so closely related, but to me, insecurity feels like a very emotional thing.
Right.
And self-doubt has a little bit more of a hint of the physical, you know? And so that's why there's something to me that shows up as very physical about what you have done and what you believe in and what you teach. And so bringing an energy of that into this makes sense, right? Like, so it feels to me more like wellness. I mean, you know, and when I think manifestation too, it's like the payoff of manifestation is typically like money, prosperity, abundance, which is fine. That's a subset of what you do, but I don't think that's so narrowly what you do. I almost hear you saying, you don't even care about the money. It's more of like, if you get your life in order, if you get your body in order, if you get your breathing aligned, that is a happier person than just, I want to manifest some results in my life.
That is abundant in and of itself, in my point of view. So yes.
Sure. You could tell that story, but it's not money. Like, to me, you're not pointing people, you know, which manifestation, I'm not saying manifestation only points people to money, but
typically that's how it's understood.
That is how it's understood. Most people kind of understand or associate those.
Right.
But, and to me, it's like, I don't get a sense of like Zandrine's mission in life is to make people have more money in their bank account. It's
no.
more of, it's
part
Zandrine's.
Of it.
That's one part of it.
Yeah.
Zandrine's mission in life is to make people feel more whole. And
you nailed it on the dot. Oh my gosh, this is why you do what you do. Which is why, Rory, ever since I started to market myself as a manifestation coach, I just felt that there was some kind of something that was not fully aligned. And I was losing followers. And I was like, oh, it's just the transition that I'm making. But something didn't fully encapsulate everything that I am about, which is why.
Because it's not who you've been your whole life. You've been very physical. You've been very physical. I think, you know, I would bring that back. The other thing is, if somebody's following a manifestation coach, if I'm following a manifestation coach, I'm expecting you to show me how to make money show up in my life in 10 days. So if you're not doing that,
no, that's not me.
Then I'm probably unfollowing you. Like, if I follow you because I see you're a manifestation coach, I expect you to be teaching me like how to, you know, how to make things show up. And if you've got more going on than just that, then I think it's clear you do. You're very, you got very physical.
Yeah.
You have a very physical aspect to what you do. Of which manifestation is a part, money is a part, but overall I think it's more about wellness. So I think you should go out and focus on that. And focus on, you know, market the problem, market the payoffs. Don't market the vehicles. The vehicles are what you teach people once they're your client.
Sure.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it so much. We're following your story. At some point, we need to, you know, check in or bring you back here to hear how you're doing, Zandrine. But I believe in you. I feel your light. Like, I could see that this feels more in alignment and activating who you're meant to be. All right. So go out and do it.
Thank you so much, Rory. Appreciate your time.
such a great conversation with Zandrine there. And I think there were several parts of that conversation that I, as I listen back and think back, that are relevant for you and for everyone and for me. And these are one of the reasons I'm loving doing this show, is because these are such great reminders, even for me, of just things that almost everything I'm sharing, I mean, not almost, everything I'm sharing with these guests is a result of a mistake that I once made that I had to learn, right? Like, it's something that I had to fix. It's something that I was doing wrong and have had to learn. And so I think my three biggest takeaways from that conversation, all right, so first of all, you've got to put yourself in a box. Now, I know you hate hearing that. Like, even hearing those words is like, bleh, like, I don't want to be in a box. I want to be outside the box, right? Like, I'm creative. I'm expressive. I'm multidimensional. I'm multi-passionate. Those things are all true. When I say you have to put yourself in a box, I'm talking about from a marketing perspective. People have to be able to understand what you do. And everyone's always trying to be clever and cutesy and creative with their marketing. Clear is greater than clever. Clear is greater than clever. And the more obscure you are, okay, or another way of saying that is the lesser known you are, the more important it is for you to be clear. As you become more well known, you earn the right to kind of like be able to do more things. But like Amazon in the beginning, when they started shipping, like it was an online company that was shipping things to your house. That was so different. And it, back then, I mean, today it's hard to imagine what life would be like without Amazon. But when that company first started, it was so different. The concept was so new. And what did they do? They were an online retailer, but even more narrow than that, they sold one product. Do you remember what it was? Books. That's it. They sold books. They were an online retailer of books. Now they sell everything. For sure. But it's been decades working up to that, right? In the beginning, it was books. It was clear. I can buy a book from a website instead of from a store. It was super clear. If they came out of the gates where it's like, you can buy all of these different things, I think it would have been harder for the world to understand. And specifically, those of you that are independent coaches and consultants and speakers and providers, which is, you know, been a lot of the world that we have lived in, and the work that we do at Brand Builders Group. I mean, Zandrine is one of our clients, right? So she's doing it really well. I mean, she's doing a lot of things right because she's been working on it for a minute. And we work with a lot of independent service provider type of people. Is when your expertise is connected to you, when your business is connected to like your passion and your own like knowledge, it becomes even more likely to make the mistake of being sort of too broad in your marketing. And you got to be clear. So yeah, I've got to be able to know what I can hire you for, which points me to the second takeaway from, I think, this conversation and this interview. And this is a very marketing conversation. I mean, we don't just talk marketing on this podcast, but marketing is such a huge part of every small business, right? Is how do I get new clients? Well, it starts with marketing, driving leads to then generate sales. But this is really a marketing conversation, and even pre-marketing, this is a positioning conversation. And the biggest thing that people do wrong in marketing is they market their message or their method or their process. Don't market your message or your method or your process. Market the problem you solve and the payoff you deliver, right? Now, when people hire you, you're going to teach them your method. You're going to take them through your process. You're going to help them understand the truth of your message. But they hire you because you demonstrate a clear understanding of their problem and of the payoff, what the thing they want, the destination, or we sometimes call it the promise. In marketing, should just talk about, for mostly just talk about those things. There's room to talk a little bit about the process, but
But what most people do is they talk about all their expertise and all, you know, all their experience and all their, how many years they've been in business and how many customers they have. Nobody cares about that stuff. They care about, this is the problem I have, and this is what I want my life to look like in the absence of that problem. This is the payoff or the promise. Those are the two things that you're marketing, whether it's in writing, the spoken word, visually, like those are the things they need to address. So market, when I say market, I mean promote, I mean talk about, I mean write about, I mean speak about. I mean the words on your page should describe the problem and problems you solve and the payoffs and promises you provide. Very little about the process or the method at which you follow, because that'll be clear about what I can hire you for. And then number three, and this came up very much for Zandrine, and this comes up for so many people, is to know, well, what should I be doing? And what does make me special? And what does make me unique? And this is just our whole world. I mean, it's been my career. AJ and I and our team are constantly just helping people find their uniqueness. It's not something that you can do, you know, in the snap of a finger. But if there is a shortcut, it is to know this. You're always most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. You're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. Trying to understand your passions and your talents and your desires and your calling and your market and all that is good. Those are good things to do. But the clearest line, the most straightforward line, is to go, who was I? What problem did I have? And what are the various things I've done to solve that problem? That is the most direct or concrete hint. It's what we teach our strategists to look for in helping someone find their uniqueness. You're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. So who were you once? If you look to that, and if you spend time helping the world solve the problems that you've already solved, you will be a success. We'll catch you next time.
If you would like to appear on the Success Line, head to success.com/successlineguest to fill out the application form. If you're enjoying the podcast, feel free to rate, review, and most of all, tell your friends. This has been a Success Podcast. Head to success.com/podcast to hear more just like it.